Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chime, you've already made, I know, of at least one future bet for the Patriots, right? Travion Henderson, rookie of the year?
Yes, correct.
It's going to be some good juice on that.
20-1, I got it at.
Wow.
Yeah.
He should have an opportunity. Now, trying to think, who are some of the favorites for that? Because there's not really like an obvious...
So I think it's the receivers are the most here. Let me pull it
up. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So rookie of the year off on offense, Ashton Jeanty is the favorite at plus 250,
yep.
Followed closely by Cam Ward at plus 300. And then it's Omarion Hampton, 9-1, Travis Hunter, 10-1, Tet McMillan, 12-1, Travion Henderson now 14-1. So he's come down a little bit. But yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
I mean, you look at it, it was quarterback, quarterback, receiver, receiver, quarterback, quarterback, running back the last, whatever, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it hasn't been a running back in a little while, but because it's not a strong quarterback class, I like that. Because, I mean, how many games is Cam Ward going to win? And you can't give him rookie of the year if he wins 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, I actually kind of like Cam Ward. The more I watch him.
But do you like the Titans, though? You might like Cam Ward.
No, but the team might be pretty bad. But, yeah. I think Cam Ward could win 6 games and probably win rookie of the year. And that's who I'm most scared of in front of me. Like, I'm not scared of Omarion Hampton because... the offensive coordinator for the Chargers loves running back by committee. He will never just give it all to one guy.
Yeah, right.
Travis Hunter,
well,
to me,
they have Najee
I've been
Harris,
down.
Right?
Yeah, like, they have Najee Harris.
Najee Harris will probably
and Kamani Vidal might get touches now.
Yeah.
I've never been a big Travis Hunter guy. Tet McMillan, I really like. But again, the Panthers aren't going to be that good.
No.
So if the Patriots...
Oh, do you like Bryce Young? Because Bryce Young had a little bit of a turnaround.
I do like
last
Bryce Young to have a comeback a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I think the Panthers probably win 6 or 7 games. Where I'm kind of
oh
at with
really
that. Yeah
6, 7 or 8
Jeez.
Yeah quite a few
head to head with the Pats week 4
yeah I think the Pats should win that one.
All right, I agree
better team
yeah but you know what the Travion Henderson one's pretty good especially if you know Ramondre is either banged up right now or he puts the ball on the ground one time it's gonna be a
toast.
Lot of Henderson so that's a pretty
and you
one.
Have the opportunity for Henderson to have a kickoff return or two
sure
and like that'll just naturally get weighed in people's minds even though
he's
not supposed to
catch a bunch of passes too
yeah he's gonna catch a million passes
yeah.
And that's kind of why I think he's a big play waiting to happen. He was one of my favorite players entering the draft. I'm very, very excited for him.
And he'd be good. He's not a fantasy sleeper here because, in New England, there's so many Pats fans that know about him. But yeah. I feel like if you're in a league that has not a lot of Pats fans, maybe there's a chance.
But even now, the national fantasy guys are touting him left.
They're
and right.
hyping him up.
Yeah. You're not going to get him as a steal anymore.
You got any sleepers for the draft coming up on?
I got a few. I don't want to.
I know.
Reveal
it's
my
tough.
Full hand.
It's tough. I get it.
I know he's not one of Shime's guys anymore, but Justin Fields has to be taken
Wait
into consideration.
What?
Yeah, just because he
Let
runs.
Let it go, Shime.
It's fantasy. No, no, no. It's just fantasy. like I said, not a Shime's guy anymore. I don't think he's a good quarterback. But when you're talking,
we're only talking about fantasy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
so
he's not going to lose the job. They paid him too much money. And the last time he was a starting quarterback for an entire season, he ran for like 1,100 yards.
Yeah.
In fantasy football, that is huge. It's massive. Like it is.
But in our league. It's 6 passing touchdowns. 6 for a passing touchdown
as
well.
Which I think is nice. I think the breakout player this year, though, to me is Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts, because it's another futures bet I've also made, Jalen Hurts to win MVP. I think
Hurts MVP.
Just like, realistically, Saquon Barkley can't have nearly 500 touches again.
No, that seems high. Yeah.
It seems really high. And so if Saquon Barkley's numbers come down, the Eagles are probably going to be forced to pass a little bit more. That makes Jalen Hurts more valuable. I think the tush push not getting canceled, they are going to...
Huge. I mean, he'll have 12 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, stomp the gas on that and do it even more because people are pissed about it. 14
rushing touchdowns last year.
Yeah, I think he there's a chance he has like 15 rushing and 28 to 30 passing.
So that would be a career high. So passing, his career high is 23.
And what's yardage? Is it like 42?
His career high is 38.
38. So
last year, 29.
I think if he gets to 4,000 yards, like 28 passing touchdowns and 15 rushing touchdowns, MVP. Wow. Cash it. Cash the check.
Okay. All right. It feels like it's just going to go back and forth between the big four and the AFC.
Oh, you think, Allen,
like,
Burrow.
I don't think Mahomes probably anymore. Like, Mahomes
Burrow's never even
won
MVP.
So he hasn't. But this could be a year because they get off to these really slow, horrible starts.
Yep.
And it was interesting to see Zach Taylor kind of play them more in the preseason this year as trying to turn that around. But I feel like Lamar, Allen, and Burrow, like, I wouldn't bet on it because I don't think the odds are great, but I feel like those guys are just going to, like, pass it back
and forth.
But
their schedule is also harder, right?
Is that the Bengals?
Yeah, so Bengals week 3 to week 6, you get Minnesota, Denver, Detroit, Green Bay.
Okay.
Right in a row. And then, like, the division games for the Bengals are always tough.
Minnesota might be down.
I think Minnesota's still going to be pretty good.
I think, like, their over-under is like 8.5.
I know. I've hit the over.
Oh, you smashed the over on that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not as high on, like, the Bears as a lot of people. I think the Bears are still going to struggle a little bit.
Bears are nice.
Bears are going to win a couple more games, but not many. I love Ben Johnson. I don't love Caleb Williams.
I like Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, greater than Drake May.
How dare you?
Well, just saying.
You're trying to insult me?
Right now, neither one.
I know it's your radio show, but
it is. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm just pointing out I think he's going to have a better year.
But then the Bengals also, week 12, if you count the Patriots, to week 15, it's Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens.
Yeah, it's a tough go at the end there.
Yeah, yeah. There's some tough stretches in there for the Bengals. I also think that those numbers have to come back to earth.
The ones that we've been talking a lot about on this show are Drake May's numbers, which you already said over on both.
Yep.
Steph Diggs is at 750 receiving yards, which, again, the Patriots haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Julian Edelman in 2019. I haven't looked this up. Rich Keefe Stats and Info needs to get on this.
Yep.
I don't know what the longest drought is in the NFL without a 1,000-yard receiver. That feels like it's got to be close. Because you got guys like Jacoby Myers getting 1,000 yards with the Raiders.
Sure.
Like, it's really not that difficult to have 1,000 yards.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Season?
Packers haven't had one in a while.
Is that true?
I think the Packers haven't had one since Devontae.
Okay.
I don't know how long ago that was now. Devontae's bounced around to so many teams. I think.
All right.
I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
You could be wrong. Devontae Adams was there.
I don't think Jaden Reed had 1,000 last year.
Jaden Reed did not. Alan Lazard did not. But Devontae Adams was 2021.
Okay.
So the Patriots 2019.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID. We didn't even know what COVID was, Scheim. And that's the last time they had 1,000-yard receiver.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I think Pop Douglas has more receiving yards this year than Steph Diggs.
Okay.
Like, I think there's a realistic chance that Pop the tape on Douglas has more
pop
yards
on the tape
than Steph Diggs.
Yeah, but do you think that number's 1,000?
No.
Yeah, I think that streak.
Well, you brought it up earlier.
Continues.
I think they want to run the football more.
Yeah.
Travion Henderson's going to catch a million passes.
Right.
I think the tight ends are also always going to get more targets as well,
yeah,
especially
in
the Josh McDaniels offense.
You might have two or three guys with like 750.
McDaniels just doesn't play enough receivers. I think Warren Sharp tweeted out this morning the rate at which teams were using three receiver sets in the preseason.
Yeah.
The Patriots are like fourth to last, which means they're running a lot of plays with a fullback or two tight ends on the field.
Yeah.
Which is just not, it's not what you want to see.
No, it's
if
not.
If you want to throw the
like
football.
That. Yeah, so, yeah. But 750 is still a low number, though, with Diggs. Like, I still might take the over. And
do
I
you
know
think he plays 17 games, though?
Yeah.
If he plays 17 games, he should get to 750.
I do. No, he's last year is the only year he's really, like, missed a lot of time. And it was an ACL.
True.
He played the first half of the season, and he was on pace for 1,000 yards. It was nothing
crushing
special.
This year.
It wasn't, like, amazing, but it was, like, a consistent, like, you know, 60-yard
games. I think he finished with 490 yards and like six touchdowns, though. Like,
that wasn't bad.
And he was playing between Tank Dell and Nico Collins.
Yeah, true. So I don't know.
Whereas here, he doesn't have nearly as many challengers for targets.
I think he could still hit the over. All right, Shyam, thank you for the power hour.
Can I leave you with one
Please.
Futures bet I think everybody needs to get on?
Leave us with two.
Okay, fine. If you insist. So Brock Bowers, I've talked very highly about.
Yeah, what's his number?
Over 5.5 receiving touchdowns.
Oh,
that's plus
stealing.
Money. Plus
Wait,
120.
For him to get six touchdowns is
yeah,
plus
last
money?
Year I think he only had three or something like that. Him and Trey McBride both had a million targets and no touchdowns.
He might have three against the Patriots.
That's what I'm saying. So Brock Bowers, over 5.5 touchdowns. And my big one, I love Derrick Henry to lead the league in rushing touchdowns this year. I think if I can find it, I want to be able to bet Derrick Henry to score 20-plus rushing touchdowns this year.
Wow. Okay.
He had 16 last year, and that's with Lamar Jackson throwing 41 touchdown passes.
Yeah, that's probably going to come down.
So that's going to come down. Yeah, I think the Derrick Henry number goes up. Give me Henry to lead the league in rushing touchdowns.
Very
5
good.
5-1.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.